Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Ocean Lovers podcast. I'm Kirsty.
And I'm Katie.
And Happy New Year,
Happy
everyone.
New
It's the first episode of the new year, first video episode of of this episode for our new Patreon page or our updated Patreon page.
Yeah, so if you haven't checked it out yet, this video will be posted on the Blue Whale tier. So if you're interested in watching what we look like when we talk, go ahead and check
It's
it out.
not the best, but I mean, it's entertaining, probably. Hopefully. But yeah, so definitely check that out. And today's episode, we decided to cover all sorts of eco-friendly products from just all kinds of things. So it's going to be a very sustainable, how to be eco-friendly and what am I trying to say?
How you can bring in the new year with a lower carbon footprint.
There you go. I wanted to say something like sustainable life, and I just can't get the words out. But, that's how we're
That's
starting the new
okay.
year.
That's all right.
How to be
I've
more
got a brain
sustainable.
fog.
There we go. So, yeah, Katie and I are just going to kind of go back and forth. We wrote down a bunch of things. Erica and I briefly did an episode a long time ago, and we did have a guest in the very beginning when we first started the podcast about just a little things you can do here and there to be more eco-friendly and more sustainable and live a more eco-friendly lifestyle. But today we're going to be touching up on it a lot more, and we're going to be just talking about a lot more things. We both have a lot to talk about. So we thought it would be great to kind of start out, like Katie said, start out the new year with a good mindset, and hopefully that the things we mentioned today will help. And of course, if you guys have questions, feel free to message us on Instagram. But yeah, let's get started. Do you want to go first?
You can go first.
Okay. Hopefully my stuff's not too scattered. So obviously straws. And I think this is like kind of a given. Straws, try to use reusable straws. That's a good one. And something that kind of irks me a little bit is that technically California has them banned, so they can't offer them to you. They can't give you a straw. Well, I should specify. It says restaurants in this specific, I think it's Bill 1884, I think it's what it was, that restaurants can only give you a straw if it's requested, if it's asked of. But everybody still gives you a straw. Like, and I always tell people no, and they're always like, "Do you want a straw?" I'm like, "You're not supposed to ask." So that's something, and I don't know, it specifically says restaurants. So I don't know if that even includes fast food. I don't know if that's a whole different category, but that's something that's always, and I know COVID made it worse. Like
Yeah.
almost
Well, with
everything went out the door
all
with COVID.
disposables,
It
yeah.
really did. So hopefully places will start getting back to following this bill. We'll see. But the states that have actually banned straws is California, Maine, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Washington, Vermont, and Rhode Island. Again, these are restaurants that cannot give it to you unless asked. But I wish they would just stick by that because they don't do it here. I will
Yeah.
say, like more coastal regions like Monterey and stuff, they do stick with that a lot better. And they also use like those paper straws. So that's a plus.
I think my biggest thing with the whole straw debacle is, I mean, sure, straws are bad, but I mean, all plastic is kind of, so it's tough to why are we pinpointing it to one kind of thing? My biggest thing, and I have this on my list too, is just like use what you have. So you don't necessarily need to go out and buy a straw. I mean, if it's like such an important thing for you to use a straw, then sure, go for it by all means. But I mean, I found that I don't need one. Like I'll just go and drink a drink without a straw. And I think
That's what we do.
we're so accustomed to using it because it's just such a just a leisurely item that we now have. So thinking about, the time that we didn't have it is so weird to think about for everyone, I think. But yeah, so use what you have. Don't go out of your way to buy things that you think are eco-friendly, because in the grand scheme, you're just contributing more to a different kind of, you know, pollution or some kind of thing. So if you don't need it, don't buy it. That's my biggest thing.
Like, if you already have some Strawbucks, oh my gosh, I can't talk. I swear I have not been drinking. If you already have like Starbucks straws or something at home, like Katie said, just use those. If you already have stuff, just use it. Yeah. It's better than going out. I mean, yeah, if you go out, one time I bought this little pouch that had some straws in it. I used them for the longest time. They're actually metal straws with a little silicone on top. Loved them. And then I left them at a restaurant. So that, yep. And that was
also
recent.
Be sure to clean your straws. I know that sounds so silly, but people don't think about like cleaning the inside of their straws.
No, please.
That's not really like an eco-friendly thing. That's just a personal Katie, like, clean your straws, guys. Come on.
Yeah. No, yeah. I get paranoid. I'm always like looking before I use a straw. I look inside of it to make sure it's clean.
Yeah.
Oh, I did want to say real quick, this is something I wanted to mention at the beginning of the episode. When we mentioned, like, before we kind of go into all of this, I don't want anyone to feel overwhelmed, like, when we mention all of these things, because there are a lot of things that I've incorporated over many, many, many years of just what works for me, what doesn't work for me. We're not perfect. But the best thing to do when you guys, hopefully when you take what you can take away from this episode when we're done, is maybe out of all of these things, just incorporate one thing. Like, it doesn't have to be all of them. It doesn't have to be five of them. It can literally pick like one goal, say this month, I just want to do this, or I don't want to buy this. So please keep that in mind when you guys are listening to this episode, because again, we are not perfect in any way. And the best way to do this and to incorporate these things into your lifestyle is just one by one, because the more you add at once is I don't want to say you're going to fail, but you're more likely to do it for a month.
Overwhelmed.
And be overwhelmed and then say, oh my God, I can't do that anymore, because you're adding like five things at once, which I've done in the past. So I always try to tell people, and I think we mentioned it on that one episode a long time ago, like, it doesn't have to happen overnight. Just don't get too overwhelmed with it.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing is society's now claimed, you know, a zero waste lifestyle as being eco-friendly. In reality, zero waste isn't achievable for majority of the people. It's low waste and doing what you can to help in whatever way that you feel comfortable or works with your lifestyle. If we say something today and you're like, that's not doable for me whatsoever, then don't. Like, we're not saying you have to. We're not saying that you have to do every single one that we're saying either. Like I said just before, it's not all or nothing. It's literally the littlest things that you can do. And people think too, like, oh, well, how is this one little thing going to help? It really does. Because when you think of how many people there are, if one person does one little thing, it makes a huge difference.
Or how many times you buy that one little thing.
Right.
It could be once a month or a couple times a month, and it can make a big difference. Just think of that times 12 in 1 year. So yeah. And some of these that I might mention too, these are maybe things I've done in the past and I'm not doing currently, or things that I would like to do that I maybe done in the past. So it goes back and forth. There's things on here where I'm like, oh, I've tried this. I don't really do it right now. I can't really do it right now, but I tried it in the past and it somewhat worked. But maybe it'll work better for others, or if somebody has a better system for it. So, yeah. What do you have next?
My first thing is, it's a little tough because I know not everyone in every area has access to this. But I try to shop at bulk stores as much as possible. I am very fortunate to have a lot of them near me, and you know, they're like 40 minutes away. They're not the most convenient in terms of grocery stores, but you kind of gotta like pick and choose your battles. So I have this website that's called Literless, Litterless, and it's kind of a state by state low waste grocery shopping website resource for everyone.
Oh, that's cool.
You can check it out, see what's around you, and shopping bulk is not only so good for the environment, but also it's, you know, good to support small businesses, because most of the time they are. And I love it. And it, a lot of people are also worried about the whole price thing with this kind of quote unquote lifestyle. I mean, I'm a college student and I found that it doesn't make that much of a difference price wise, because I'm, instead of buying all this food that I'm then going to potentially waste, I'm buying exactly the amount that I need in my own containers. And it's just like, I love it. I don't know. I wish I could do it a little bit more than I do. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I do it every single time, because majority of the time I think, oh, I need this at the store, and I'm not going to drive 40 minutes to go to that store. So again, it's pick and choose. It's do what you can. So when I can get there, I do. And I really recommend looking into it. If you can, check out that website, see what's near you, like I said, and pay him a visit.
Yeah, I have seen those stores like in San Francisco, I think it was.
It's normally like city type areas.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I want to say I've looked in the past, maybe something new has popped up, but I've looked in the past here, and I've always told Christian, like, I'm so sad that there's not a store like that here, because I would love it, like, to get our flour and rice and beans and all that type of stuff. I mean, we have our own jars. Like, I would love to go in. I even asked our local supermarket once, and this was probably years ago. And I asked, like, am I allowed? Because they have the containers where you technically can fill, but they have
bags. It is a bulk section. Yeah.
Yeah. And I said, you know, can I use my own jars? Can I bring my own mason jars? And they said, yeah, but they would weigh the product with the jar.
Oh, they wouldn't tear it?
What do you mean tear it?
Like zero it out?
No.
Oh my
they
gosh.
Said that we would have to pay for the weight of the jars. And
that's,
I'm like,
so annoying.
So I'm going to be paying like double the price.
Yeah.
Like that's a big difference. So that was the only reason why we didn't start doing that. So
that's
that
really
was
annoying.
Unfortunate. But I don't even know where it is on my list, but I guess another way to do that is they have, they kind of look like cheesecloths almost, but they're produce bags. So they don't have the ones with the holes in them. But that's an alternative. You can use those instead of the plastic bags that they offer and use those for like your rice, your flour, if you do want to use the bulk section at the store. Mm-hmm. I think I lost a bunch of mine. So we don't, and during COVID, like they shut all those down to where you couldn't even use them. So we have a bunch of produce bags, but not the ones where they're like closed completely. So we haven't done that in a while, to be honest, but, that's always an option. And then something with going with the food, like you said, it's funny because I put one on here, the saying buying more in bulk made me waste food, but ours is a little different because you were making sure that you're buying just enough. And that was, I was doing it to where I was buying for like every 2 weeks. And then we ended up wasting more food that way. So that was something I had on here. And I thought it would be a good segue now that you mentioned that is, Christian and I, we used to buy like every 2 weeks, we'd go to the grocery store, but then it's like, okay, we'd buy this whole thing of chicken, but then we would forget like that we had half of it in the freezer. And then, so we were constantly like wasting food. So now we just go every week. And which we kind of have to, because now we're, you know, we cook food for Avery all the time. We don't even buy her baby food. We literally just make her all of her food. We blend everything up. We boil everything, cook everything. So if anything, she kind of holds us accountable for having to go every single week and get like fresh produce and all that stuff. And yeah, so for me, that was like my bulk and like how I wasted. So if that helps anyone, maybe just go weekly. And something that also helps us that I wrote down on my list is maybe come up with like an organized list of, before you go to the grocery store, come up with actually like what meals you think you would want to make.
That's
that week.
What I did. Yeah. Like if I had a recipe that I knew called for, say, a cup of rice, I would go in and I would get a cup of rice, because a bulk store doesn't necessarily mean like Costco bulk, like you're buying in bulk. It just means that what they have to sell is in bulk. Mm-hmm. So you can just take as much as you need. Yeah. So that was my biggest thing. I would meal plan, which I know a lot of people struggle with. It's, you know, an added headache for a lot of people. So I get it. But if you know you have a recipe, you got a cup of pasta one night, a cup of rice one night, just take what you need.
Yep.
And then
exactly.
Something cheaper.
And you could always combine meals. Like sometimes I'll be like, hey, I'll make a pasta, but we can use chicken a couple nights or two nights out of the week. So then you can kind of organize it that way. we just use the notes app that comes on the Apple phone. Mm-hmm. And we just, Christian and I share it with each other. So like I have like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Obviously you guys can have the weekend on there if you want. We don't. But then we just have an overview. And even if I don't cook it on a Monday night, at least I know, okay, this is what we have for the week and we can like switch it up. But it kind of helps us be more accountable of like before we go to the grocery store, or then we're just up in the air and we're like, what should we get? I mean, we have our like go-to things, but it's like, then you're always going to forget something. So that's actually helped us recently, is just being more organized with it.
Heading back to just one quick thing that you said about the produce bags.
Yeah.
This goes back to my original point of use what you have kind of thing. So like if you're going and you're buying apples, like a lot of people's go-to is to get the plastic bags or to mm-hmm. buy the cloth bags, which that's fine if you'd like to use the cloth bags. But in my head, I don't need a bag. I just put it in my cart because I'm going to wash the produce when I get home anyway.
Yeah.
So that's another instance of like, if you don't have the money or you aren't trying to buy something, you don't have to. You can still, you know, make conscious choices without having to buy all these quote unquote mm-hmm. sustainable, eco-friendly products.
Yeah. No, that's actually very true, because there's been multiple times where we like forgot our produce bags or something. And so I would basically, most of the stuff, obviously we wash, but I would just lay out one of the bags that we already had in the basket, like one of our reusable bags that we bring in. And we would just kind of lay it down in the cart, and
yeah,
we would just
that works.
In one little section, and we would just put all of our produce right there, apples, you know, whatever we got, fruits, and we would just kind of put it there. So that's, yeah, like you said, just use what you have, and or bring even like a towel from home if you really don't want it touching the basket. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are touching the food anyway, so really you should wash it.
Yeah.
and plus all the wax and stuff, like that's something new that I don't even
it
have
grows
this on
in
my
the dirt.
List. Yeah, it grows in the dirt. It's being processed by so many people and mm-hmm. touching, and kids are touching
it. Yeah, I mean, think about the factory that your fruit came from. I'm like, a
it's
shopping
not
cart's
perfect.
Not the,
yeah.
the end of the world. So
exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, kind of touching on all of this before we move on. A big thing, again, it depends on where you live and what you have available to you. But farmers markets, I go every Sunday.
Yes.
Sometimes it is a little bit more pricey than the food store, but I kind of weigh the pros and cons. Like I said, mm-hmm. you got to pick your battles, because at a farmer's market, I am supporting a local farmer
yes.
instead of, you know, just a big grocery chain. There's even some things that I buy from the farmer's market that is wrapped in plastic. A lot of their mm-hmm. meat is individually wrapped. But again, pick your battles. I would much rather pay a farmer from down the road for his ground beef than, you know, participating in the big corporate chain. So SJ's, yes, that sounds, that's just a little thing to note. If you have that available, I recommend looking into it. That's another thing people don't realize, you can pick the amount you want. So a lot of times at farmers markets, they have like pre-made bundles of mm-hmm. raspberries or apples or whatever. And if you don't want a whole pound of apples, you can pick whatever you want, because they end up weighing it and you don't have to get that whole bag. So I think a lot of people don't think about that too. So that, I like to add that little note in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I put farmers market on here because we try to go every Saturday. Ours is pretty small in our town. But it's kind of nice at the same time, because then we see the same people and you make those connections. And I love it. There's this lady that sells her cookies, and we literally go to her even if we don't buy anything else that day, like depending on what's in the season, you know, what's in that season. But we always have to go to the cookie lady. We call her a cookie lady, and we've been going to her since I was pregnant. So now she saw me when I was pregnant, and then now she sees Avery as a baby.
That's cute.
And it's but
that's how
there's
I am
that.
With pig ears for my dog. I bring my dog and I always get a pig ear for him.
Yeah.
So the pig ear lady is my cookie lady.
We also have a strawberry lady, and she's there for the most part of the year. But something that we always did, well, we didn't always do it. We, in the beginning, we did it, and then we started doing it, is those, we would get like a half a flat, and she would still have the little green baskets in there. And what we did is one day we just asked her, like, can we bring those baskets like back to you? And she's like, oh yeah, please.
They love that.
I have people that, and like, why not? Why throw those away? Like, just
They reuse it. They love reuse that.
It's yep. like perfect. It's less money for them to spend on these baskets mm-hmm. and totally less wasteful that way than just throwing them away. Unless you want to use them in your fridge, like maybe keep one or two for, yep. you know, if you want to put fruit in it every week. But we just started giving them back to her and she was like super appreciative. She had other people that do it. And then another person that there's a booth that we go to and we buy honey from. And we actually asked her like, hey, can we bring our jar back to you? Which I tend to use a lot of our glass jars, but if for whatever reason I don't, we will just take them back and then they're able to, you know, sanitize them, clean them, and they can resell it to mm-hmm. whoever. And I think we asked her at one point if she would fill it again for us. I can't remember what she said, but I don't see it being an issue
right.
for most people. Like definitely just ask. There's no harm in asking people at the farmer's market, like, oh, if I buy this every week, or a lot of them have business cards and they'll say like, hey, all you have to do is, you know, contact me through this number. You can come pick it up. Like there's so many people. A lot of these people are more than willing to do that. If you guys just reach out and kind of ask them like, hey, especially if you end up like loving their honey or loving the fruits that they sell, there's like, that's your go-to person. There's, you know, just reach out and mm-hmm. always stay in contact with them and they probably have no issue with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go for another one?
Sure. I have so much on here, but mine are like, like water bottles. I think that's yeah. kind of like a given, I wrote it down anyway. I'm like, obviously try to use a water bottle that you already have at home. You can buy them for super cheap if you don't have one, but like Katie already said, use one if you have one. Don't go out and buy yeah. one. I'm sure we all have a reusable water bottle in our cabinets.
Want to admit that I am a cup girl. I have so many bottles.
Yes.
But they all have their own purposes. So that's how I justify it. I've got my cup holder one. I've got my big half gallon. I've got them all. Okay.
Yep. Same.
I'm not saying that's what you should do, but I am saying I am a cup girl. So, yeah. you know, I did not get a Stanley cup for Christmas. I really wanted a Stanley cup for Christmas, but you know, got too much.
I got a huge one that has the the times and it holds you accountable. Yes. Yep. I love that one. Yep. That was my Christmas cup.
My best friend, it's like pulling teeth trying to get her on the sustainability train, and her whole family, they drink water bottles, plastic water bottles. She literally just tagged me in her story today because she filmed herself pouring her plastic water bottle into her reusable water bottle, and it killed me a little bit inside.
No,
but I'm trying. I slide little things. She doesn't realize, but, okay, so my next thing, this could be difficult for some people. I feel like that's the case with everything, but I was fortunate enough to have my mother live on a farm for a while, so I was able to compost and bring my compost to the farm. She no longer lives on the farm, but I still am able to compost because now I don't know if there's a service like this in every state, but a service that I use is called Java's Compost. And basically they give you a bin, you put all your compost, you can set up a pickup schedule and they will come pick up your compost. And
oh, that's so cool.
It's wonderful. Yeah. I can send you a link, but mine's specific to New Jersey, but I'm sure you can find something similar.
Yeah, hopefully.
It's called Java's Compost. And yeah, it's great. And if you notice you aren't having your compost picked up every week, you could do it every other week, multiple times a week, whatever you want. And there's a lot of trendy looking compost bins that you can keep on your counter that are all over Amazon, but you can literally just do it with a pot or a bowl. So again, pinpointing back to use what you have. I mean, the thing is, buying these things are going to help you, then by all means, go for it. But I recommend just thinking about it first. Like, can I do this in another way?
Yeah.
You don't need to live in an aesthetic way. Okay. If you're putting food scraps in a bowl, it doesn't have to look pretty. It's food scraps.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I've seen people make them with those bins too. Like the bins that you would like just store holiday decorations. Oh, yeah. I've seen people make them with those. So that's, I mean, if you want to go that big,
yeah. Yeah. And if you are fortunate enough to have a garden, I am counting down the days until I can actually have my own. That's helpful for your garden. So it's multi-purpose for sure.
Yes. And kind of going into that is, where do I have it? Coffee. So I've always used, the reusable coffee filters, or like the coffee filter that goes in the coffee pot. The it's plastic, but it is reusable. So it's just kind of like a one-time buy, and then you can use it for God knows how many, coffee usages, I guess you can say, I don't know. And it's always, and they even have the little reusable K-cups. I don't know.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. I've used those too, but our current one actually has one of those. It's the, I think it's the Keurig that has the, where you can do the single coffee or you can do the coffee pot. So I actually have both reusable ones in my coffee machine, and it's amazing. And honestly, if that's something that you'll stick to, it's pretty easy to stick to. Cheaper, to be honest. If you buy like a pack on Amazon, I think it's like, you could probably get a pack of two or four, give them out to a friend, keep one or two for you in case one breaks. But honestly, it's like the best thing. I will never go back to like buying those cups ever again. I don't know about the new ones. I heard something about how like they scan something, so it like knows that you use a reusable, and some machines like don't allow you to, which I think is kind of crappy.
That's
but
weird.
Yeah. But kind of leading into that, coffee grounds. I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard like coffee grounds are overall pretty good. Some people use them on their skin, which I totally forgot to write that down. Some people use it as exfoliant. Yeah, exfoliator. What else? You can use them in your garden. So there's, you know, certain plants that absolutely love them. I wrote that down. Where is it? Not tomatoes, though.
Coffee. What? I've never had coffee ever.
But you're lying.
I'm literally not lying.
You're lying.
I've never had coffee.
You've never had coffee?
No. But I have heard that there's good things about it. Like for your skin.
You've never drank coffee before?
Never.
What?
I'm a naturally bubbly person. I don't think I would do very well with caffeine, to be honest.
Oh my gosh. Have you just like never liked the smell? Because that's how my sister is. She never really liked the smell. She worked at Starbucks, by the way.
I don't like the smell. Walking into a Starbucks makes me want to vomit. But aside from that, I've never had a day where I'm dragging so much that I need a pick me up.
Yeah. Interesting.
And I also think like, everyone's like, oh, you got to try it. And it's like, well, if I do well without it, why?
Yeah.
Why should I force an addiction? You know? Yeah. I'm good. Yeah. No tea, coffee, nothing.
Well, now you're not going to have coffee grounds for your garden. So.
Well.
I'll send them to you.
Thanks. In the mail? Great. Yes.
Do you know Starbucks? Oh, maybe that's another thing I should add it on the list. I don't know if every Starbucks does this, but my local Starbucks, and they don't do it all the time either. At least it doesn't seem like it. They actually take their coffee grounds and they bag them up, and they will leave them out for free for people to take.
Huh.
And you can actually take them and use them for your garden or whatever you want. I wouldn't recommend using them for your skin because you're getting them from Starbucks and you don't know who's touched it and whatnot. But I mean, if it's for your garden, why not, you know?
Yeah, I mean, worms are going to go in it anyway.
I know, exactly. And that's another thing is worms love coffee grounds because it's full of nitrogen and they absolutely love it. Oh, yeah.
My worm composter at the farm was gnarly.
Really?
There were so many in there.
That's pretty cool. Let's see. They do, like I said, they love plants. I wrote down a couple. Hydrangeas is a good one. Azaleas, blueberries, carrots, radishes. It did say do not add them to tomatoes. Tomatoes do not like it. So I guess that's, I wanted to let people know that. And it's a perfect repellent for bugs too, because I guess it's really good for bugs.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was kind of my, coffee. That was a whole section right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Speaking on, beauty a little bit with the coffee exfoliant.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things I can touch on with beauty, but I don't want this to be a 5 hour long podcast episode. Right. So, and I feel like this also might be common knowledge now, but just in case there is someone that doesn't know, there are a good amount of beauty products that have plastic microbeads in them. Things like facial scrubs and that kind of thing that use a plastic to exfoliate your face. That obviously is not good, but a lot of people overlook it because they don't realize that microbeads are plastic. So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
How to use natural exfoliants, like sugar scrubs, that kind of thing.
Yes. Yes. I don't think it was you, but someone recently, or I saw it on TikTok or something, about maybe it was a TikTok video where this girl went to a spa and she was getting her face like looked at, obviously. You know,
definitely wasn't me. Spa?
You're like, what? Do they serve never coffee here? And she was saying that there was a microbead from her face wash stuck in her cheek.
And like in her skin?
Yeah.
It was like embedded?
Yeah. Because she was using this specific face wash like all the time. And the lady, like, you know, can they have this equipment to where they can look at your skin very closely. And they can, they can spot those, and they have to like kind of dig them out a little bit. Obviously, all right, without harming your skin, but
even if you don't care about the environment, right? If you care about your skin, don't use microbeads.
Care about your face. So
even
think
to heck with the ocean. Do you think to heck with your face? Take care of it. No microbeads.
Yes. That's a good way to look at it. Speaking of beauty, I guess this kind of goes with it. So this, if anybody doesn't want to hear about girl stuff real quick,
I have I can touch on this.
if any guys, I know that there is men that listen to the podcast, you know, this, it is what it is. We're girls.
Welcome to 2023.
Exactly. but there's obviously, period stuff for girls. There's reusable, like the, I almost said a K-cup. Don't use a K-cup. Don't use a K-cup.
Yep. All right.
Oh man. It's 7 o'clock here. I can't even make an excuse because it's later for you. So.
It's almost 10:30 for me and we're talking about,
Gosh. Okay. What is it called? What is the thing
called? A diva cup. A menstrual cup.
Thank you. Yes. Yep. So that's, I will say that I've never used it. I've always wanted to. Good things about it. You do?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to have to pick your brain because I think I'm just like, it's just making that jump to buying it and, you know, trying it out, obviously. But I'm open to it. It's just making that jump towards it.
It is. It's an adjustment. A lot of people think it's gross. Obviously I'm not going to dive too deep into it. but I will say, I honestly I love the environment for sure, but, it is the ultimate money saver.
Yeah.
The amount of money I was spending on feminine products was ridiculous. Yep. And you buy a $30 cup, $40, maybe, I don't remember. I think it was $30.
I think for some even cheaper.
And it lasts forever. You don't have to, I mean, depending on each person, you don't have to constantly change it as much as you would a tampon. It's, you just kind of forget about it and it's wonderful.
And so, there's no, like all those chemicals that are starting to, you know, there's just so many videos now. Like I use this one brand. Oh my gosh, I can't think of it right now, but it's a very like eco-friendly. It's very advertised as eco-friendly brand. And now it's coming out where it's like, there's more chemicals in it than you think.
Yeah.
So that's another reason why I've been wanting to lean towards that direction.
And if you are a little scared of using the cup, they also have like period underwear.
Yes.
Which are amazing. I use those as backup too, you know. I know a lot of people don't like to sit in it, you know, which I understand. I get it.
Yeah.
But it is an option. So there's a lot of things coming out now.
Yeah, there's an option.
If you guys have any questions about it, please do not hesitate to ask me. I'm not shy about that. So I know it's a personal thing, but if you have questions and feel like you don't have someone that you could talk to about it, 100% message me. I won't be shy.
Another thing I have on here, which, you know, TMI to whoever's listening. And this is like a mom thing. So that's why I'm going to mention it.
Oh, okay.
There's a couple things like, you know, we use these silicone pouches for Avery's baby food, like the stuff that mm-hmm. we puree. So those are always an option. You can also freeze them. I think it's actually the Haka brand that we have. We got from our baby shower. But there's other brands out there where it's silicone pouches where you can freeze or put in the freezer or fridge or the freezer. And that's like a great way instead of, you know, either just buying the plastic pouches, plastic bags at the store.
So is that for breast milk or is it for
food? You can do breast milk, but okay. I will say that the pouches that we got are on the pricier side.
It I was
like
gonna a pack say.
Of 4 or 6. So there was no, like, our goal was to use these for storing breast milk, but you are for those breastfeeding, you are storing it nonstop. And so there's no way that these 6 bottles, that's like a 2-day, if not 1-day storage right there.
I've always wondered about that.
Yeah. So there was no way. I wanted to be so eco-friendly when it came to storing my breast milk. And there was sadly, there's no way around it. I had to buy the plastic bags to store it. I mean, I bought probably a couple hundred of those bags because there's no cheap alternative. And there's no other way around it. I feel like, at least in my opinion, in my situation with working and having to store it the way I had to, there was just no way around it. So unfortunately I had to do that. But as she gets older, we are storing her food in it. So that's nice. You know, when we make her yogurt, we'll usually blend a bunch of berries and stuff together and we store it in there for like the whole week and we will put it over her yogurt. So those definitely come in handy. We're using them more now. And another mom thing, reusable breast pads. So when you're breastfeeding, instead of buying those ones, literally like the cotton ones that you would just like toss after, you know, if you leak when you're feeding on one side. Yeah. So you leak on one side and they have like ones that you just dispose. Well, they make
motherhood.
Right. They make ones. It almost looks like the face cleaning pads, which I actually have on here too. They look like those, but they're just bigger and you just plop them on and you're good to stick? Go. It's like cotton. It's like fabric.
Oh, so you just like put it in your clothes.
You just put it in your, in your bra or, you know, whatever you have. And then, or they make little cups. That's like a silicone base that goes against you. I know this is, men listening to this are probably like, oh my gosh.
I'm intrigued.
Right. And it's like a silicone base. So it's like the flat part against you. And then the outer part is like a plastic piece, but it makes it to where it'll catch anything. Cause when you first start breastfeeding, you will leak from one side and you might leak like a good 2 ounces, especially in the very beginning. And that's 2 ounces is a lot. So you want to keep that. You don't want to like waste it on a burp cloth or something. Cause I've done that too. And so you want to, in the beginning when I was breastfeeding, I was using those. We even had to buy another pack because I was using them like literally all the time to catch it. And then you just pour it in whatever you want to save it in. And
that's cool.
So those are some little ways if you're a mom or
or if you just want to, I don't know. Never mind. I was trying to make a joke. Didn't work out. Anyway.
Anyways. Let me check those off my list.
I don't even know how we're doing on time. I still have so many.
I know I have a lot too.
I'll try to run through them, I guess.
Oh wait, I talked about my cleaning cloths. I'm checking off my list for those that are, I like to talk to myself as I do this stuff.
Okay. Well, while you do that, I'll go on to my next
you
thing.
Do that.
A big thing, you know, the motto, reduce, reuse, recycle. Okay. Recycling. Sure. It doesn't do as much as we would like. Mm-hmm. But that is because people don't know how to properly recycle for the most part. I don't want to make assumptions. However, a lot of people think, oh, this is plastic or paper, whatever. Let me just throw it in the recycling bin. However, there is a huge process and it does vary state by state. I know there's some states where like you can just go take your glass things and, I think you get like money back for it or something for recycling. Mm. But yeah. But a lot of times with recycling, it has to be a clean material. So yeah. If you have like a milk carton, whether it's plastic or the cardboard, whatever, you have to take the plastic cap off. You have to rinse it out. Even like a pizza box, if you have like pizza sauce all over it, it's not recyclable. Like it has to be clean, which is really annoying.
Yeah.
But that's why things aren't like, that's why recycling hasn't been a great alternative for many years. It's just because people, for the most part, haven't been taught the proper ways to recycle. I know with like a plastic water bottle, sure, you might think, okay, I'll use this, but I'll recycle it, so it's okay. You got to take the cap off. You got to take the label off. There's steps that you have to take for it to go through without it being sent to landfill, which trust me, it's annoying and it's an extra step. I understand. But if you can look at your state and even like your county's procedures for recycling, that would be a big thing, because even if you think you're making a big difference with recycling, mm-hmm. you might not be.
See, and the sad part is that, I mean, even I don't really know too much of like the proper ways to recycle. So I'm really glad that you touched up on that, because I know that there has to be so many people out there that are probably shocked of what you just mm-hmm. said and are like, wow, all those times that I even attempted to recycle didn't do anything. I didn't even know that about the pizza box. That is insane. And who would know that?
No. How, and who's going to take the time to sit there and clean their pizza box, you know, like, so how, I get it.
Yeah. And it's sad because obviously people are not being educated about it. That's the sad part.
Well, I think the difficulty with the education is there's not a big, oh, everyone should do this, because it does vary with where you're located. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to say, oh, everyone needs to do this. We all collectively, whatever, because we can't. It's not like something we can all have.
So really, it's like the city's job, like whoever works for the city, that would be essentially their job, is to educate the city to educate them on how to properly do it. So I mean, I would think that more coastal places are probably more aware of this, for obvious reasons. But for towns like the city that I live in, you know what's funny is totally kind of off topic, but just in the last couple weeks I noticed all these blue bins around our neighborhoods as I was going to pick up Avery from my dad's house. And I just noticed all these blue bins. So we have obviously the green one, the black one, and then we have now a blue one. And I haven't really looked into it. We live in an apartment, but they're starting this whole new program for recycling. But now I'm wondering, well, how are they educating people about this? I didn't even know about that this was coming out until I just saw it on the street. So maybe I'll do an update and look into it a little bit and be like, okay,
what's going on with Curtis?
Why are they starting this, right? So I don't know.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. I have another thing. Well, okay. Again, I'm going to try to zip through it here. My favorite thing, and it kind of goes back to groceries and food, just because I feel like a lot of, you know, just plastic usage does come down to food and packaging. So I love to have kitchen appliances that kind of prevent me from having to buy packaged stuff. So things like, I have a juicer, and that helps me from buying, you know, a bottle of juice from, you know, the $7 juice store.
Yeah.
But
juice is not cheap.
It's not. It's but, you know, if you buy your own produce from the farmer's market and you got a juicer, boom, done. Immersion blender I use for soup, but I used to use it all the time to make mayo. It's literally,
which one is that? Is that the little handle?
It's a stick. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. We use that all the time because we use that. We noticed that it's easier to use that than our actual blender to make Avery's food when she was eating a lot of puree stuff. We would literally take a glass measuring cup and we would just boil the food or whatever we needed to do, stick it in there, and we'd use that. We'll literally rinse off the tip and then use it again. Like it's amazing.
But even if you don't have an immersion blender, like for mayo example, you can make that in a regular blender. I know I keep saying mayo, but I love mayo.
How do you make mayo?
What?
How do you make mayonnaise?
Oh my gosh, it's so easy. It's literally so easy. It's two ingredients. It's oil and egg. And all
like
you do?
Full. Okay, continue.
Yeah. You put oil in, you put both ingredients in a in the cup that the immersion blender comes with.
Yeah.
You stick the immersion blender all the way down. Press it, let it like foam up a little bit, then slowly bring it up and down a couple times until it's mayo. So easy.
I feel like this just turned into a tasting podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to the cooking show. It is the, and I'm not even trying to be funny, it is the best tasting mayo I've ever had. So, and you just throw it in a Tupperware and
okay,
boom,
so it's
you have
not
mayo.
Like a, it's not like a hard-boiled egg. It's like,
no, just a raw egg.
Just a raw egg. Could you put, have you ever tried like avocado in it? Because you know how they make the avocado mayo? I'm curious.
Oh, like with avocado oil?
Oh, maybe.
It's, yeah.
I was just, I was just saying avocado, throw that in
there. No, they use avocado oil. And yes, what? I've done it okay. With olive oil and avocado oil. I'm not a huge fan. I like cooking with avocado oil.
Oh,
but
okay.
For mayo, I like the flavor of olive oil better.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm going to have to try it now.
It's so good. And so there's that.
Less
I also have a bread maker. So like all these things, I know it sounds like it's off topic, but it's not, because it prevents you from having to buy the plastic bottle that the mayo comes in, or the plastic bag that the loaf of bread comes in. And, it's again, little things that do make a difference. So if you have one of these appliances, like, or if your parents have one, like my bread maker is from my mom, it's older than me and, she doesn't use it. So I was like, can I use it? And she was like, sure. So now I make my own bread. So.
I mean, if you think about it too, because I mean, Katie already knows this, but I don't know if I mentioned on the podcast how I'm starting to make like sourdough bread, and now I'm starting to like, I make sourdough discard crackers, which that can be a whole nother.
I saw that on your story.
Wasn't it? Oh, they are so good. I think it was my best batch, and I've been like giving it out to people because now slowly people are like, oh, can I have some more? Can I have some? And so now I'm just like,
New Jersey.
I know, I'll send you some. I need to figure out how to send food. I've never sent food before.
I should make a, never mind. That's a whole other, okay.
Anyway, so it's like, if you think about it, if you have these, you know, this machine to help make bread, then you don't have to buy bread at the store that is most likely wrapped in plastic. And if you think about it, to make bread, for the most part, you can buy the yeast packets, which some you might need, some you might, this is just me thinking on top of my head, which those usually come in like a paper packet. Flour, like you have a bulk store that you get it from. If not, they do sell them in
paper.
Now the paper, I could see it being like lined with plastic, so that might be like a disadvantage, but it's better than just a full plastic bag or something. So there's a positive, and just the ingredients in general, you know what's in your food. Probably
that's my favorite thing.
Yes, knowing
it tastes better,
food.
Because and I'm not going to go on a whole tangent about like not knowing what's on the labels. Everyone, whatever, has their own opinions. But like knowing that there isn't preservatives in it, whether you're a health nut or not, it does give you kind of peace of mind, because you're like, okay, I made this. And it's like, I don't know.
It just tastes better. It does. Just tastes better when you make it.
I agree.
Yeah. So, and again, I am no way perfect. I'm a snack chip person.
So am I.
Oh, so bad.
And
so
gummy
bad.
Candies. But my bulk store has like pretzels, chips. They have like gummy, I don't know what they are, but they're like it, they have everything. So that's why I like going there.
Yeah, that's awesome. But yeah, so that's just another thing to keep in mind when you can make things like that at home. And like you said, less preservatives and things like that. So that's cool. The only other things I have is another kind of something that I'm actually doing right now, which a lot of these I do use. Like we have reusable bags that we keep in our trunk. So anywhere we go, because for the longest time, we would literally forget them in our house. So we were like, we have to keep them in the trunk. Because it was
plastic
just
bags banned in California?
I thought they were.
They're
banned
here.
I have to look. Okay, I have to look because they still sell them, but you have to pay.
We don't even have the option to pay for them anymore.
I wish that was an option here, but we didn't.
And they don't even have paper. There's nothing. Like you have to bring your own bags.
What?
Yep.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
The only thing that they offer to pay for is a reusable bag you can pay for.
Wow, that's really neat. I'm curious,
Yeah,
is
but
that just
everyone
your
in,
town or is that New
no,
Jersey in
it's
general?
all New Jersey,
Oh
and
my
everyone
gosh.
in New Jersey hates it
You're
because
like, I
everyone
love it.
forgets their bags.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I forgot my bags literally today when I went to the store, but I
Yeah.
just, again, I throw it in the cart and then I throw it in my car, and then when I get home, I grab a
Yep.
bag. It's like
Yep.
it's an extra step, but like, come
Yeah.
on,
Well,
stop
even like
being lazy.
when we go to Target and stuff, we always forget our bag. It's in the trunk.
Yeah,
But when we
yeah,
leave, we just put it in the
yeah.
cart. Or no, we
It's not
usually
hard.
have our stroller. So it just goes in the bottom of the stroller when we're
And
done
then you
paying for
transfer
it,
it.
and we transfer it to a bag so we can take it in the house.
I
But
think people forgot or forget all the time that we lived without these
yeah.
conveniences. It's possible. Like, you
Yeah.
don't need
I
them.
know. Yeah. But yeah, so that's crazy. Yeah, no, here you can still buy the bags. If we were to go to the grocery store and let's say we didn't have a bag, we had quite a few things, we will ask for the paper bag. We
Yeah.
don't ask for the plastic ones because
Those can be
another thing
reused in
that
so many ways too.
that's what I was going to get into is that we usually, if we're cooking that night, then we'll use it for our garbage. And then that's what we use to like take out at the end of the night before we go to bed. And it's like while we're cooking, that's kind of like our little disposable spot. And then bam, garbage. And so that's like the way we kind of reuse our paper bags when we do. We used to get them more often and now we really don't need to because we are always very mindful of our bags for the most part. But yeah, so that's another one. Another one that I have, what?
I know Christmas just passed, but you can also use
Oh,
paper bags for wrapping paper. I've done that.
didn't even put this on my list. I use craft paper to wrap my gifts for the past couple
Craft
years.
paper? What's
So it's just
craft
like the
paper?
brown paper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I buy the big rolls. It's like probably a good 4 feet or so. And the past couple years, I've been actually using that as my wrapping paper. And what I'll do is to make them look cuter, I actually have a bunch of Christmas stamps and I'll take paint
Oh, that's so sweet.
and I'll just kind of spend time and it's kind of therapeutic to me,
Yeah.
honestly, because I like doing it. Christian's
And it's
like,
personalized.
it is, and it's so cute. Now I will say this year I did buy, they actually had craft paper that had a design on them, but it was still
Ooh.
craft paper. So I did that because this year was just chaotic with how many times I've gotten sick. So I really did not have time to like add the paint and do all this stuff.
Yeah.
But the past 2 years I did it. And yeah, it was just, that's kind of our go-to thing now. Now we still have like old wrapping paper that we have yet to finish from before we bought our craft paper. But yeah, now we just use craft paper and we decorate it how we want. And it's so much better than just using wrapping paper.
That's
It's
awesome.
nice. Yeah. I think I only have a couple things. So obviously shampoo bars, conditioner bars, and soap. That's something I transitioned to.
I cannot do the bars.
R
So,
wait, like soap bars or shampoo
yeah,
bars? Or at all?
I can't do it at all. So,
Oh.
I was really struggling. I'm on a hair journey right now. I'm trying to heal my curls because I do have curly hair. And when I went to live in Florida, I straightened my hair every single day just because it was so hot and humid and I
Yeah.
destroyed my hair. So I'm
Oh
healing
no.
all of that. And it's very hard. I know now that they have hair bars for curly hair, but I couldn't find one that I really liked. But again, my bulk store has soap in bulk, so I can just fill up my
Oh,
own
that's nice.
containers
Yeah,
with
that's
liquid soap.
perfect.
But yes, I mean, I know a lot of people that do really well with the soap bars, but just
Yeah.
for the some people that like might
Yeah.
not do well with it, there are other options.
Yeah.
So there's
I
that.
will say too that it's taken, like, even now, I'm not really set on like a brand or something
Yeah.
that works. I'm still venturing out because I felt like, oh, I can't find anything. And then I would go back to like a bottle of shampoo. And right now, I'm just using Lush. That's kind of what
Okay.
I'm using.
Yeah.
I have the like a lemon, some type of lemon orange bar for my hair. I tried this conditioner with it. Did not work for my hair. Like I have pretty thick like hair, so I need
Yeah,
something
you
like
have
good
nice
for it. And
hair.
and I still have yet to find like a good conditioner for it. And then I just kind of try to find new things, new brands. There's some that like just don't work. I will say that the not to like shame them in any way, but like the Love and Beauty brand from Target, that I loved them at first because it's they are kind of going more like their little soap bar would be in like a cardboard box. And it was, I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. But I they just didn't work for me. And I didn't like the fact that it didn't work for me because I wanted it to work so badly because I had easy access to it. It was super eco-friendly.
And you don't want to waste it. Yeah, I get it.
So I did use it, but at first they started out with in plastic bottles, but it was more of an eco-friendly, it was better, like a better product for your hair. Yeah. Then they transitioned to having like the bars, which I tried, and I tried multiple times, and it just doesn't work for my hair. It doesn't work for my skin. I do have, let's see, I had another obvious one, like to help pick up trash. I mean, do I need to say that? But no, I mean, sometimes people need a reminder. So a lot of the times, I might have mentioned this a while ago, but when I go to the beach, I try to make sure to have like a little baggie with me. Mm-hmm. So when I can pick up trash and little pieces of plastic in the sand, and I'll just kind of, you know, put that away. But anywhere we go, we try to like pick up anything we can. I mean, a little bit will help. Even like one piece of trash next to the trash can can help. I mean, on windy days like this, it's like the worst thing when you have trash floating everywhere. So anything helps. And sometimes we just need that reminder.
We, I sign up for beach cleanups every summer. So, but I know a lot of people don't live in a coastal state, so that's not an option. But, I mean, like you said, even if it's just one piece that you see fell out of the trash can, pick it up.
Yeah.
All comes down to being lazy.
I know.
Lot of people are. I think it's so baffling that it is literally 2023 and people still just throw stuff on the floor. Like, I think that's such a childish. I've never in my life.
Or been out of their car. Cigarette like, buds. I see it all the time.
I'm so baffled because I wasn't all like environment whatever when I was a kid. Like, I don't know many kids that are, but still I was never like, oh yeah, let me put this piece of garbage on the floor. Like,
let me just throw it.
I just it's so odd to me that people do that. And like I drive and I see it all over the ground and I'm like, how?
Yeah. Who? Or when people like throw their gum on the floor. And I will say, so not only now obviously I don't want to step in it. Clearly, right? the main reason why I don't do it is because I am so paranoid that a bird is going to eat it and choke to death.
See, I don't care about birds, but I think of, I hate birds.
Wow.
I think we've gone over this on the podcast before.
They're my biggest fear. That's right. I don't want
birds to die, but they do freak me out. But no, I always think of squirrels. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yes, that's true. And we live right by a creek and there's literally squirrels everywhere. They live in this creek. Like if you walk on these trails behind where we live, there's like little holes in the ground because they just live everywhere around us. And so, that's another thing too. I just get so paranoid. I'm like, I don't want an animal to eat this thinking it's food. And really it's us being harmful to them, you know?
Also, quick little thing. I didn't have this on my list, but you mentioned cigarettes.
Yeah.
I don't personally know that many people that smoke anymore. But obviously like throwing them on the ground is harmful, but I think a lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of microplastic in a cigarette. Mm. So I don't know. I feel like it should never be thrown on the ground, but like even more so now that there's plastic and it like can easily get into the waterways. But I mean, I mean, they're bad in all aspects, so I'm not going to go on that tangent.
And they're like the most common thing you'll see on beaches too.
Oh, it's awful.
And bottle caps. Yep. So I only have really like two more things on here. Another mindful thing is obviously be mindful of like how much meat we're eating, because studies show that I'm not a big meat eater in general. So I know that I'm not like overindulging in eating meat. But they do say that an average person probably consumes more than what their body really needs. So that's always something to be mindful of. Meat, even like that goes into the whole wasteful thing. Like you really don't need to eat more than, try not to buy more than what you feel like you need. And that goes for fish too. Obviously there's websites that will, I'll try to look it up and provide for you guys on our Facebook and like our Patreon page, but there's websites where you can go, where you can see like more sustainable, fish and things like that too.
Well, I would love to do an episode on sustainable seafood options, because that was part of my major. So that is one thing that we would like to talk about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so there's a lot of different ways that you can sustainably eat meat, seafood, all that kind of thing. I think a lot of people are scared now, like if they do eat meat, that they're ruining the planet, this, that.
Yeah.
I think there's just certain ways that, you know, yes, you can limit it. That's fine. But if you're like, if you're a very like avid meat person, there's ways to do it, you know, even just going to the farmer's market, like I said, and getting, you know, local meat even. That helps.
Yeah. Yeah. And I used to be a vegetarian. I used to be. The only reason why I stopped is because I'm dumb. No, and I mean that because I didn't do it the right way and I like gained a bunch of weight. So if I were to ever be like vegetarian again, which I've thought about many times, I would just have to make sure I do it in like a more healthy way. Gotcha. I was the type to where I ate like cheese quesadillas and thought, you know, I'm being healthier. And really I was not.
Well, it's vegetarian.
So, I know, exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's just, yeah. But yeah, like just be mindful of like what you're eating. And like I said, I've never been like a big meat eater, like growing up as a kid, I've just never liked that. So I know that I probably eat just as much as I feel like I need.
And I am a huge meat eater, to be completely honest. I am. I don't
eat
too much
red
meat.
I'm the opposite of vegetarian.
the thought of being vegetarian, and you know, I'm so sorry to whoever this offends. Like, yes, I love the environment, but I love meat. So,
well,
I'm a
you
big
said you grew up
person.
On a farm too.
So I feel like my mom lived on a farm.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So we had a lot of pig.
But I'm assuming, like, I feel like people that have family members that grew up on a farm or that, you know, are in that, I don't know, that grows up that way, they have a different perspective on it.
Yeah.
It's not like you're. Yeah, so
I'm a big chicken person, to be completely honest. Like, I love chicken.
I mean, chicken is healthier. So that's good.
Yeah, we can't be eating too much beef.
Yeah.
High cholesterol.
So the only other thing I have on here, I think it's pretty much my last thing. I checked off literally everything else. Wait. Two things. Sorry. And you forgot about one. We have I might be able to show you guys on the on the video. It's called it's a little binder. It's a little notebook and it's called Rocket Book. If you guys haven't heard of it, my husband got it for me a while ago. I think technically last Christmas, and I just recently started using it. I'm one of those traditional people where I like to write stuff down. I don't like to rely on my phone for things. And this is a book to where you can write it down and you have little barcodes on these pages to where you can like scan it. And you can actually save what you write, and then the pens actually like erase off the page. It's amazing. And they make other things. The company, this is Rocket Book. I know Katie thought of a different one too that I think, I don't know if you use it or if
no,
it's some
I
one
want
that
it
you've heard.
so bad.
Oh,
I want it so bad, but it is expensive.
What is it called?
It's called Remarkable.
Remarkable.
So if I had found this in the beginning of school, I 100% would have bought it. But when I found it, I was so close to being done with school. So I was like, I'm not going to spend all this money and not use it. So it's very similar to Rocketbook. It is a lot more expensive. Rocketbook, from my understanding, is you write on it and you said you erase it somehow, right?
Yeah. Like you could buy pens. Like I think they make their own pens, but then there's other like brands that you could buy that like on the back of the pen, it'll erase off the page.
Right. So Remarkable is essentially an iPad. So it's a screen,
Oh.
But it's like they've designed this screen so that the pen and the screen feels like paper and a pen.
Yes.
So that's why it's called Remarkable. And that's why it's so expensive. Because it really feels like you're writing on paper, but it is a tablet. So you can, it just saves to the cloud and you don't have to worry about erasing it or anything. So
that's
cool.
That's and you
my
know,
recommendation.
In when I took my last, I've taken a little bit of a break with school, but when I was taking classes, I actually used my iPad a lot in class, and you can use the notes app, and you can like have grids and stuff on there. And I would actually use that for a lot of my note taking. And they actually sell screen covers for your iPads where it feels like paper.
That's cool. I didn't know
Yeah,
that.
I think Christian has that on his. I
I'm a
never
big
ended up buying it.
yeah, I'm a big
I
writing
have to write it.
down.
Like if I have tasks like to do throughout the day, I have to write them down. Like I
Yeah,
have
I
to
hate
make myself a
typing.
list.
It's my biggest struggle with when I was an online student. Like I don't know. Everything was online. Everything, like all my
Yeah.
textbooks were on a screen. Like I'm a very,
Yep.
I need to write it, I need to feel it kind of
Yes,
thing.
same.
But there are options for
Yeah.
people that are like that, so.
Yeah. One other thing I have, it's the last thing, I promise.
We could honestly go on for
We have
hours,
so many
so
things. Like I said, this
it's
was definitely more of a longer, detailed one than we had before. But it's good. It's good that we have it. Oh, actually, I do have more. Dang it. I won't even mention them. So something that maybe not every town has, but this is really cool that I have done it in the past and I need to do it again, is if you have boots, Birkenstocks, or shoes that you need to repair, rather than constantly buying like new pairs of shoes, you can actually find like a local shop that will redo like the soles for them. I've done it with my Birks. The only thing with Birkenstocks is the one place that I used to go to isn't there anymore. I think they shut down during COVID. And then another place that's in a technically a different town, but it's not that far away. And they do it, but he told me the last time I talked to him that it would cost just as much to replace the sole and like the inside leather piece, because I now need to like get the inside done, just as much as buying a new pair, because it's just a little more like time consuming for them to do Birks. But in my mind, I'm thinking, because the first pair I had, I still have them, love them. I need to get them repaired, but I don't want to like throw them away. Like I got engaged in those Birkenstocks. Like I don't want to throw them away. I went to
That's cute.
Peru in them. So I'm like, I would rather spend the money and support a small
Yep.
business and just have them replaced. And even if I'm keeping a little chunk of them, like I'm still going to do that rather than
Yeah.
buying a new pair. Now I did get another pair gifted, I think last Christmas. I will still be keeping these pairs. And then I'm just gonna find people to fix the soles. And I think you have the option to where you can have them order the actual Birkenstock sole, or you can get like a knockoff. They'll ask you, do you want a different brand? It might be cheaper. Just keep in mind, like with Birks too, like generally those will fade a lot faster if you don't get the actual Birkenstock.
I got knockoff Birks, and all my friends say like they've had their Birks for years.
Yes.
My knockoff Birks didn't even make it the summer. Like,
Oh no. Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
they're very broken.
Yeah.
So.
I will say it was definitely worth the money for me, because it took a while. I was like, am I really gonna, like, do I really want them? And then it was a game changer. Like I wear them every day in the summer, spring. Like Peru, wore them everywhere. But that was another thing that I really wanted to add in there, is just try to find a local shop. You may not have one. Maybe search for one like a town over. At least ask them what they can do. I know that they do a lot, like a leather shop almost, like where they do boots and things like that. And it doesn't hurt to ask. I don't know about like tennis shoes and stuff like that, but stuff that has like more leather and those type of soles. And the only other things that I had on here was like reusable bags, like sandwich bags. They sell those on Amazon, or
Stashers.
find, yep, the stashers. I used actually those for Avery for her oatmeal. I actually just got a reusable lunch pail that stacks, and it's so cool. Yeah, the wax wraps, you guys can
Oh, the
wrap
beeswax wraps.
produce. Yes, the beeswax wraps. I've used those in the past. I have actually
I
recently wanted to
swear
buy
by them.
more. Do you?
I love them.
Oh, I need to get some,
You have to
because
get a good brand, though.
okay, yeah. I've only tried one, and it wasn't bad, but I don't think I knew how to like take care of them properly. So I think I ruined them, to be honest. And water filters, instead of, that goes back to the whole water bottle
Yeah,
thing. Like instead of
Brita's.
buying water bottles, there's Britas. We use the zero
Okay.
water.
And then there's
So
like
we,
Pure or something like that
yeah,
too.
and we used to actually have that one for a sink. They can connect to your sink if you have a certain faucet. You guys can look for the ones that go in the fridge. We have two of them where we have the handheld, and we use our old Brita filter like for our dogs. And then we have like the one that sits in the fridge too, which is like a lot larger, and we'll use that as like a backup. But there's so many like filters out there that you guys can use for your waters that you don't need to buy water bottles and things like that. But that's pretty much it. They have freezer bags for gallon size bags, so you can freeze you know, your chicken and just everything else. And they have so many options that you guys can look into, you know, sandwich bags that are freezable or that you can just stash in the fridge and then you just wash them and let them dry. They even have a little racks to where you can hang them. I bought that a while ago because I didn't know what to, like, where to put them to dry, but the bags.
I just like put mine over like a cup. Like if I just washed a cup, I'll like, so that it like gets the air.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I don't know if that made sense. My little visual. Hey, speaking of visual, video episode on Patreon, Blue Whale Tier.
Woohoo! Yes, love the plugin. But yes, this will be on there.
You want to see what I just did with my hands?
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's it. Oh, and well, I mean, I'm already done with my list. But speaking of Patreon, real quick, stay tuned because we will be announcing our new tier probably in the next 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, don't give anything away.
I know, I won't. I promise. But yeah, we'll be announcing in a couple weeks, but it won't be on the Patreon page until the very beginning of February. So
I'm excited.
Stay tuned. I'm so excited. All right. Well, this was probably what, an hour and a half episode?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably very long. And yeah, we honestly could have made it longer. So if people have questions about specific products or anything, you can reach out to our Instagram.
Yep.
Or like I said, you can reach out to me personally. That's totally fine. You can find my username in the bio of our podcast Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want people reaching out to you personally or not, but
you know, speaking of total side note. I'm probably actually going to change that in our profile because I officially started my own little photography page because it used to be, I was going back and forth for a while, to be honest, because before having Avery, I just kind of used my personal Instagram for basically my photos and my ocean stuff. But now having her, and you know, if I post on her, I'm very private of that. So that is just kind of, you know, I ended up keeping it private and I'm just very, so I'm using that as my personal, and I just created a photography page. So I will, our pages are in our bio. We're linked in there. So I will update that tonight. And that way, if you guys want to follow me on there, and you can always reach out to me on my personal account too, but I'll probably see it faster on the photography page if it's coming from the Ocean Lovers. So yeah, I'm really excited about it.
I don't have children, so you can look at my page. That's fine. All you'll see is like sea lions and beluga whales and maybe my boyfriend. I don't know.
Maybe. On an occasion.
Yeah, depends.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know it was a lot. And like I said, I hope you guys don't feel super overwhelmed. Even if you guys have to go back and listen to it a couple times to hear different things that maybe you didn't hear before, just because I know it's so long and we mentioned so many things.
So many things.
But we did warn you guys, so we gave you a warning.
We could have made it longer. Be thankful.
We probably could have. Yeah. As soon as I started writing stuff down, I was like, I limited myself.
Yeah.
I texted Katie. I'm like, I wrote down so much stuff. And then when I showed her before we started recording,
my jaw dropped.
So I rushed through some of it, but that's okay. You guys got the gist of it. All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. Be sure to check out our, follow us on our other Instagrams. If you guys want to reach out to one of us, if you really want to. And we will see you guys in our episode next Friday.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye, guys.